Welcome to Words to Encourage, the daily radio broadcast of the Bible Baptist Church of Grove City, Ohio. Everyone needs encouragement. We all need to be uplifted. With today's encouragement, here's our pastor, Stan Slater.
With a smile, a bright sunny smile.
Welcome to Words to Encourage. This is the daily radio broadcast of the Bible Baptist Church. We are located in Grove City, Ohio, and I'm Brother Slaybaugh. Well, good Friday to you. Hope you're having a great day today. We're counting down the days to Christmas Day. And here we are just 10 days away now from celebrating the birth of our Savior. Unto you is born in the city of David this day a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. I said, why did God send a Savior? That's what we needed. You and I needed to be saved. And so God sent us what we needed. That's love. Love is meeting the need of somebody else. And that's what God did for us. He so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. What a great time of year to share the message, to let others know. Hey, did you hear the good news? Jesus was born. A Savior was come. Unto us, a child is born. Unto us, a son is given. And his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, and the Prince of Peace. Thank God Jesus has come. Thank God for this time of year when we can tell others of the birth of the Savior. Well, listen, I want to invite you out Sunday to the services. We'll have normal services Sunday with normal times, that is, 9:30 for Bible classes and Sunday school, 10:30 morning service, 5:30 Sunday evening service, and Spanish services at the same time as well in our Spanish church. So we invite you out to be our guest on this coming Lord's Day. Now, if your Bible's nearby, 1 Peter chapter 3, please. 1 Peter chapter 3, we started there yesterday talking about our treatment one of another and how we interact with each other as a church family, as a body of Christ. And Peter tells us in verse 8 and 9, finally, be ye all of one mind, having compassion one of another, love as brethren, be pitiful, be courteous, not rendering evil for evil, or railing for railing, but contrariwise blessing. Knowing that ye are thereunto called, that ye should inherit a blessing. And so we started yesterday talking about our treatment one of another. We talked about being of one mind. We talked about being compassionate. We talked about being loving. And we were just coming up to number 4 when we ran out of time yesterday. I encourage you to go back and get that broadcast. If it's not up on the podcast yet, it might be on the website. And you can, but when that is available, pick that. That'll help you get caught up with today's broadcast. But here, number 4, notice right after, he says to love his brethren, he says, be pitiful. That word pitiful means be merciful. Be merciful. It means to be kind to those who are in distress or trouble. It means to be tenderhearted. It means to be soft-hearted. It's not just saying, well, God bless you, be you warmed and filled. It is saying, well, God bless you and let me help you with some of the things you need. You see, mercy is not giving people what they deserve. You see, we are saved by God's grace, but we are also saved by his mercy. God not giving us what we rightfully deserve. And therefore, we ought to pass that mercy on to others. After Lee's surrender at the end of the Civil War, Lincoln spoke to a large crowd from the balcony of the White House. He told them about the considerate policy he had in mind for the South. At the end of his speech, Senator Harlan asked, what shall we do with the rebels? And the vindictive crowd shouted, hang them! Hang them! Tad Lincoln turned to his father and said, no, 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 Papa. Not hang them. Hang on to them. Hang on to them. Yes, yes, son, that's it. That's it, said Lincoln joyfully. Listen, folks, Tad has it. We must hang on to them. And at the time, Tad Lincoln was only 11 years old, but he must have acquired his compassionate spirit from his father. Someone said, being all fashioned of the selfsame dust, let us be merciful as well as just. Being all fashioned of the selfsame dust, let us be merciful as well as just. Be merciful. And then, verse 8, be courteous. be courteous. That just means be polite, be gracious, make others feel at home around you. Remember the golden rule? Do unto others as you would have them do unto you. That's just politeness. That's please, thank you, yes sir, yes ma'am. Respect for everyone. I see it in Abraham as he prays for Lot's family in Sodom. He could have said, that guy, he just left me and took the well-watered plain and left me with everything else, and he should have stayed with me. He didn't have anything before he came to me. He didn't say anything. He prayed for him and asked God to spare his family. Being kind, being polite. When Sarah dies and Abraham wants to bury her, they offer him the cave at Machpelah for free, but he says, no, I'm going to pay. But I have to bury my dad. He was behaving properly. He was behaving appropriately. He was behaving courteously. A saint should never be disagreeable. There's no virtue in having an ugly disposition or bad manners. I read about a woman or a man who gave up his seat on the bus to a woman. She fainted. Upon recovering, she looked at him and said, thank you. And he fainted. That's about how rare courteous and politeness is in our society. Be courteous. When someone does something for you, write them a note. I know it's so easy to text, but don't just text. Sit down, have thank you cards, write them a note and say, thank you for what you did for me. Thank you for the gift. Thank you for the kind word. Thank you for the compliment. Just get in the habit of being thankful and being courteous. Be of one mind. Be compassionate, be loving, be merciful, be courteous. Verse 9, not rendering evil for evil or railing for railing, but contrariwise blessing. Hey, be a blessing. Blessing means making happy, wishing happiness to, praising or extolling. Blessing, a benediction, a wish of happiness pronounced, a prayer imploring happiness upon another. Everyone needs a blessing. An Old Testament story illustrates it very well. Isaac had two sons, Esau and Jacob. Nearing the end of his life, Isaac wanted to give his blessing to the oldest son, Esau, but you remember the story. Jacob, through the conniving of his mother, tricked Isaac into giving him the blessing that was intended for Esau. When Esau heard that his father had blessed Jacob, he cried out with a loud and bitter cry, said, oh, bless me too, my father. Isn't he rightly named Jacob, which meant supplanter, trickster, cheater? He's cheated me twice now. He took my birthright and now he's taken my blessing. And he said, Father, haven't you saved a blessing for me? Do you have only one blessing, Father? Bless me too, my Father. And Esau wept loudly. There isn't enough anguish in my words to properly communicate what would have been in Esau's voice when he said, bless me too, my Father. And really, listen to me. That's the cry of every child to his or her parents. It's the cry of every spouse to their mate. It's the cry of your children to you, mom and dad, the people you rub shoulders with every day. It may even be your cry. Whether others are to you or not, why don't you purpose to do good? Why don't you purpose to return good for evil? Don't rail. Don't revile. Be a blessing. And when you do, God will give you a blessing. Lafayette was a French officer who provided invaluable assistance to George Washington and the struggling American army. After the war was over, he returned to France and resumed his life as a farmer of many estates. In 1783, the harvest was a terrible one, and there were many who suffered as a result. Lafayette's farms were unaffected by the devastating crop failures. One of his workers offered what seemed to be good advice to Lafayette. He said, "The bad harvest has raised the price of wheat. This is the time to sell." After thinking about the hungry peasants in the surrounding villages, Lafayette disagreed and said, no, this is the time to give. As a minister was addressing a group of men, he took a large piece of paper and made a black dot in the center of it with a marking pen. Then he held the paper up before the group and he asked him what they saw. And of course, one person quickly said, I see a black mark. You're right, the preacher said. What else do you see? Complete silence. Well, don't you see anything other than the dot? And a chorus of no's came from the audience. I'm really surprised, said the speaker. You've completely overlooked the most important thing of all, the sheet of paper. Then he made the application. He said that in life, we're often distracted by the small dot-like disappointments or painful experiences, and we're prone to forget the innumerable blessings we receive from the hand of the Lord. But like the sheet of paper, the good things are far more important than the adversities that monopolize our attention. It reminds me of a short poem that expresses good practical advice. You ready? Someone wrote this. They said, as you travel down life's pathway, may this ever be your goal. Keep your eye upon the donut and not upon the hole. Good advice. Amen. Listen, that's what Lafayette said when he said it's not time to sell, it's time to give. That's what we're saying when you see one dot on a piece of paper. Hey, let's look at all the white on the paper, not just the one black dot. Rather than concentrate on the trials of life, would you fix your attention on the blessings? The psalmist would say this, blessed be the Lord who daily loadeth us with benefits. But God doesn't just bless us for our benefit. He blesses us so that we can bless others. And when we bless others, then God blesses us. And it just keeps on going. God created us for relationships. That's why you need the church. That's why you need to be in church. That's why watching it is not the same as being in it. And being at church is not the same as being in church. Just roaming the hallway at church or walking around, that doesn't be in the service. Be around other believers. What a blessing. God's given us the blessing of salvation through His Son, Jesus Christ. That's why He came. He was born to die upon Calvary. And He paid the penalty for our sin. He was buried and He rose again the third day. And He ever lives to save all those that come unto God by Him. And then He lets us have a relationship with each other. So let's ask God to help us to be of one mind, to be compassionate, to be loving, to be merciful, to be courteous, to be a blessing. Make me a blessing to someone today. And I pray that'll be your prayer, that God will use you and me to be a blessing to someone today. Well, I'm going to talk a little more along that lines of Born to Die when we get together on Monday. Christmas will only be 1 week away when we come to Monday. But let me invite you out to the services again this Sunday at 9:30, 10:30, and 5:30. And then, of course, the Spanish services same time as on Sunday as well. And again, if you have a prayer request to share with us, we'd love to hear from you. And if you'd like to help with the broadcast, you can send a check directly to the church or you can send your gift through the website. There's a donate button there at bbcgrovecity.org. We sure appreciate you praying for the broadcast. Thank you so much for those of you who pray for us regularly and who give from time to time. We greatly appreciate it. I hope you have a great Friday, everybody. I'll see some of you, Lord willing, on Sunday in the services, and the rest of us, we'll come back for our broadcast on Monday where we'll begin to focus a little bit more on Christmas, all right? And until then, this is Brother Slaybaugh reminding you, be good to everyone. Because everyone's having a tough time.
Thank you for listening today. If this broadcast was an encouragement to you, we would love to hear from you. You can contact us by email at pastor@bbcgrovecity.org, or you can call us at area code 614-875-2190. We invite you to visit us at the Bible Baptist Church at 2758 Home Road in Grove City, Ohio. Our service times are Sunday morning at 9:30 for Sunday school and 10:30 for the morning worship service. We meet back together at 5:30 for our evening service and on Wednesday at 6:30 p.m. We also host the Bridge to Recovery Ministry, a faith-based recovery program bringing transformation to hurting people and our community. We meet every Thursday at 6:30 in the evening. You can find more information at our website about this and other ministries of Bible Baptist Church at bbcgrovecity.org. We hope that today these were truly words to encourage. Words to Encourage is paid for by the generous members and supporters of the Bible Baptist Church in Grove City, Ohio.
The joy of serving Jesus with a smile, a bright sunny smile.